This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Oh, welcome to Shepherding Our Hearts with Addie
and Tina Shepherd.
We're going to pretend like I started this on purpose.
Yeah, well, I mean, you faked me out once, thought you were going to start, and then you didn't, and then you were like, oh no.
And then I faked us both out, because I didn't think I was going to do it that time.
That's okay, then she did it, and it's all good. And hey, sorry we missed y'all last week, but...
We didn't even notice it was Wednesday. Until it was Thursday.
That's not true. I actually thought about it, but...
Oh, you didn't say anything out loud.
It was a busy day, because on Wednesday at Nationals, sort of a tradition that we have started is to have a get-together at our Airbnb, and we invite a bunch of people over. So I think we had like 24... I can't remember if I counted before
Aubrey
showed up or after.
Before Aubrey, because I counted 23 and then Aubrey came.
Okay. So yeah, 24 people. And so we all sing together and then have a lesson and then eat. And so it's just kind of a cool thing. But in the midst of all the other stuff going on, I did kind of forget about the podcast until later. So I knew it was Wednesday, but I
knew it was Wednesday too, obviously, because I was at the Bible study. I knew why we were doing it. It just didn't occur to me that Wednesday is also the day we do our podcast.
So anyway, we warned y'all, may not happen. It didn't. So, but that's okay. We're back. It was a good week. It was also a hard week.
It was a rough week.
But good still, just in different ways.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was a complicated week.
As many of them are. So, yeah, we are now, what, four weeks until you get married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's... Well, three and a half. 24 days.
Yeah. But I was thinking four podcasts, this being the first of four.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but it's 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
4 podcasts, 3.5 weeks. This is one of the 4 podcasts, though, so.
Yes. So, we are down to the wire. So, lots to do. Lots of fun stuff.
It's all fun stuff.
Our chiropractor asked today how things were going with the wedding.
I love our chiropractor so much.
She was like, do we have, like, a bridezilla situation going on? Yep. Or is it all good? And I said, it's all good.
That's who I am as a person. A bridezilla.
I told her about the ties and that... You were just like, I really don't even care. You pick whichever. So
I think my exact words are, I'm so tired of picking things. If you could just pick these, I'd be so happy.
So we picked some. It's all good. They should be here, I don't know, today or tomorrow.
Ooh. We're getting a lot of packages. Like a lot of packages.
They had a shower last Saturday. So we finished basketball Friday night. Like we got home at 11:30.
Yeah.
Friday night, so very late, and then the shower was Saturday afternoon, so, yeah, but gifts keep coming,
yeah,
which is, it's kind of funny.
I think it's hysterical, because I have been writing, like, 10 thank you cards a day, so that by the wedding time, I don't have to write shower cards and wedding thank you cards. It's just, you know, wedding and shower separate, so... I've been writing cards, but every day I come home from work and I have like 4 more cards that I need to write. It's a never-ending battle at this point.
Oh, it's fun.
It is. It's, and I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful, which is why I'm writing all the thank you cards.
And each one is like a little mini book.
Yeah, because I'm really extra like that. I start writing things and I'm like, oh, I should also thank them for this. Oh, I really like, well, and then I just keep writing and my hand is cramping.
I told her she needs to add to each thank you card the fact that the ones that keep coming in the mail come in like an Amazon box or a Target box. And they are great boxes for packing in, which she is also working on. So it's kind of two gifts in one. It's like...
And it's hard to tell which one's the better gift, the actual gift or the box. I feel like a cat.
Every box is valued, so and being used, so it's actually perfect.
I currently am sitting next to a massive stack of boxes full of my stuff.
Yeah, we should take those to Kian's. Maybe we'll run it. Maybe we'll see if we can take some Friday when we head that way anyway for the basketball banquet.
Yeah, I just... I feel bad packing more stuff into his house because there's not really a bedroom right now.
No, but upstairs would work.
That's
fair. In the little room.
Yeah.
Up there, so.
All right. Anyways, we should probably get into this lesson because we've only been talking for 5 minutes about my wedding. And if we don't stop now, that's what the podcast will end up being about. That's a relationship.
It is. We should do that one, like, the week of your wedding.
You think we're going to want to do a podcast the week of my wedding?
You know what? It's going to be super chill. We're going to be on top of it. It's going to be, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about Moses and Aaron and their sibling relationship.
Yeah, because there's a lot of different things we could talk about with that. And we have done lessons before on, like, when Aaron and Miriam get reprimanded. And we've done that part. Not in this section of lessons.
No, it was in the women.
Women, yeah. So, but this time we're focusing on a different, more encouraging relationship that they had as siblings. So, Addie's going to do our reading as we normally do. And maybe backstory, we should say, because this comes right at the end of when God calls Moses to come and lead the people out of Egypt. And Moses gives one excuse after the other about why he shouldn't go. And so this is kind of the tail end of that conversation between him and God, where God is getting a little fed up with the excuses that Moses is giving.
Fair enough. And we're going to read Exodus 4, verses 10 through 16. And I want to put a disclaimer out there. My eyes, not so great today, so give me some grace, okay? And Moses, did I say Moses?
Mm-hmm.
My brain said that I didn't, and I don't know why. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? I almost said, Who maketh the dumb deaf? Not what that says. Now therefore go, and I will be thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him who thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he shall be to thee. That seems like I read that wrong. That's what it says, see? And he shall be, even he shall be to thee, instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. That's kind of a tongue twister at the end. It's like, bear with me, give me grace, I can barely read. And then it was like, here, have a tongue twister. So then I was really questioning myself.
Well, I believed in you, and you did it. But, so what I liked about this lesson was the fact that Aaron, like, was sent to Moses to do for him what he was doubting he could do for himself, you know? And I think that that's kind of a cool thing in a sibling relationship, is how we can kind of pick each other up and kind of fill in the gaps of where, you know, one person has a weakness, the other person can be their strength in that. And it kind of goes further than that, even like a blood sibling relationship, but also brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, like, we can see a weakness that one person has, and if that happens to be a strength for us, we can step in.
But notice how he didn't flaunt his ability to speak. He was just like, oh, let me help you. You know, it wasn't like a, I can do this and you can't do this. It was like a, hey, let me help you out. I think that's important.
Because, and a lot of times that is where we, like,
stumble.
Yeah, in a sibling or any other relationship, honestly. Like, we compare and we kind of fill ourselves with pride as opposed to humility. And so, yeah, and when we start to compare, then we're like, well, I'm better than you in this. And, you know, and siblings can be that way.
But, can they?
I mean, I know it's shocking to you, but
I have siblings. That's okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I like my siblings, actually.
My three children always actually get along pretty well. And the funny thing is, the best they ever get along, ever, is you put them on a long car trip together, and...
Oh, yeah. Family events. I've never had better friends than my brothers at a family event. I don't know why. We're best friends. We go everywhere together.
Yeah, like, sometimes siblings, when they get in a, you know, car ride together, a long car trip, they start to fight. Mine were just the opposite. They might fight like cats and dogs, like, before or after.
Just put us in the car.
Put them in the car, and they are just, like, they travel so well. I say that. Like, literally over the weekend, or over the past week, we were all five in the car, because Andrew got to go with us, too, on this trip to Nationals.
And you know what? We didn't fight once.
They didn't.
We play Uno in the car. And we played 14 games on the way down there, and I won 11 of them. Andrew quit because he was mad. It's a game of pure luck, though. I mean, there's not much you could do. It was just funny. We didn't actually fight about it. We were all cracking up.
Yeah.
We watched. It's a great time. I love my
siblings. But I just think it's fun, like, how well they get along. And, you know, and so what made me even think of doing this lesson is the fact that I know that Wyatt is kind of dreading Addie moving out. So I was just thinking about, like, how close they have always been. And, you know, I'm like, Moses and Aaron weren't even raised together, but that didn't seem to matter. Like, Aaron was coming out to see Moses and was, like, thankful to see him before he even knew the purpose that God had in mind for him to, like, become the mouth for Moses. He just was going out to see him, and, like, that's just kind of cool. So I was just kind of thinking about, you know, sibling relationships and how much they can mean to each other, and how you can lean on each other for support and for encouragement and for help along the way. So that's kind of what made me think of doing this lesson.
Now I'm kind of sad thinking about how much I'm gonna miss Wyatt.
Hey, just have him over to your house. He would love to come over.
I'm going to every day. Hey, Vinny, what are you doing? You want to come watch TV?
I mean, his life's about to change a lot, too. And I think that that's part of it as well. Just because he's, you know, he's graduating next month and, well,
perfect.
In May.
None of us will have plans.
Yeah, well, that's not true. He's actually going to get an apprenticeship of some sort, but...
Well, and I'll have a job, too, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So
I'm just kidding. I'm really excited about my job.
Yeah,
I took that the wrong way.
Life is changing just in all aspects, and so, but that is hard. The changes are hard, and, you know, kind of, I don't know, daunting sometimes.
It's hard to wrap your mind around, you know, because I'm about to get married, and I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I was like, I'm only gonna sleep here 24 more times. I think it's not helpful, the fact that I literally have lived in the same house since I was one.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I'm not going to live here anymore after, what, 19 years
mm-hmm.
of living in this house, and then, you know, thinking about the fact that this isn't going to be my home anymore, is... It just doesn't... It seems unfathomable. Like, I live here.
Yeah. You're going to love living there. It's going to be great. But back to our Bible study for one more moment.
I'm sorry. This
podcast
has been terribly off topic.
I think it's been therapeutic a little bit for us. I think we're working through some things. But, no, I think it's really cool. You see later on in Exodus, I believe it's, Exodus chapter 17 that I looked at before. And it's when, the Israelites are in a battle, and whenever Moses holds his hands up, then the Israelites are winning, and when he puts his hands down, then they start to lose, and his hands get tired, his arms do of being up, and so, sorry, I'm trying to see if this is where it was. I believe so, yeah, when he let down his hands, so it's Exodus chapter 17, and so they finally come in verse 12, and when Moses' hands are heavy, and they take a stone and put it under him, and then Aaron and Hur stay up his hands. They lift them up, one on one side and one on the other, until...
I was wondering who was going to come make noise in the microphone.
Yes, until the battle is won. And so, but anyway, it's just that same sort of idea as well, that when Moses needed him most, Aaron came and was one of the ones that held up his hands when he was too tired to do it on his own. So, and again, the same kind of idea. So,
just there to help each other.
Yeah.
No, but really, I was going through the list of our animals, and I kind of forgot Poof existed. I was like, is there even going to be an animal to make sounds?
She would not let us down.
She will not let us down. I just totally forgot that she existed.
Poor Poof. All right, I think that about wraps it up.
I think so. All right, well, oh, no, that doesn't wrap us up, because I had actually a question.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Do we say thank you? Thank you.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.